This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and we are at Enterprise Connect 2019. And I'm with Jim Mackey, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Sangoma. Jim, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. How you doing, Bob?
Very good. It's nice to see and talk to you again.
Yeah.
We've interviewed you and discussed different things over the years. But first of all, what is Sangoma?
So Sangoma has grown up. We used to be exclusively in the sort of open source space, providing components for that business, but now we're a full-fledged PBX UC vendor, and that's why I'm here at Enterprise Connect.
Now, what are you doing at Enterprise Connect?
Well, right now, I'm just checking out Enterprise Connect. It's been 10 years since I've been here. In the capacity of my old job. So I just want to see how it changed and whether it makes sense for us to come next year with a presence.
How was 2018 for Sangoma?
2018 was really good. We bought a division of Dialogic in the beginning of January, and then also in September we bought Digium, which came with Asterisk, and that's the last time I talked to you. So it was quite a busy and hectic 2018, but through that all we grew. We grew organically, but obviously we also grew through the M&A.
So let's define a little bit some of what you just said. What is Digium for people who don't know what it is?
People might associate Digium exclusively with Asterisk, and then the Digium name was the hardware that they sold that complemented the Asterisk software. So that's probably what a lot of people think of Digium. But Digium also has Switchbox, which is a complete PBX UC platform, both on-prem and in the cloud. So that's primarily where the revenues come from today.
Now, were you able to offer continuity for Digium customers?
Yes. Switchbox is really key. Switchbox is a premier UC offering that competes with the likes of Avaya and Mitel and the other guys that are here at the floor. And it's really important for us. And we'll be having a new release coming out actually in a couple of weeks. So look for a press release about that in a couple of weeks.
So you're saying that the Digium channel should feel comfortable continuing to sell Switchbox?
Yes, absolutely. Sangoma is committed to it. It's a key offering for us, and we're going to keep selling it. So that's a great question.
And what drove Sangoma's growth during 2018 is, you're saying, is pretty good.
Yeah, so obviously it was a UC platform. The one thing that's maybe different for us is both our on-prem and our cloud platforms grew. So both of our platforms grew. And so that really drove our growth.
You know, Jim, it's interesting that you say that both cloud and on-prem grew. Because, you know, here at this conference and other places, I'm only hearing about growth in the context of cloud.
Well, I think cloud is sexy today, but there's still a big element out there that really wants still on-prem. And one of the things we do is our software is the same, whether it's on-prem or cloud, and people come to us and talk to us, what is the right thing for me? And then we're able to give them the pros and cons of each approach. And then a lot of people still want on-prem, and I think schools are an example of that. School districts we do well in, they seem to want on-prem. But even small businesses, if they're not startups and they know what they need and how to value it, they want on-prem too. So, you know, we're happy to sell either one. It doesn't matter.
So on-prem remains big. Switchbox remains big. Your commitment to some of the traditional dealer networks remains. And yet also your company, we shouldn't leave this podcast without saying this, is also committed to cloud.
Yes, we are committed to cloud. We have our own data centers. We have SIP trunking. We actually have fax cloud solutions that do well. And then obviously our UC solutions. And then with cloud, people want phone rentals too sometimes, so we have phone rentals as well.
Now, how does VoIP Supply factor into all this?
Okay, so VoIP Supply is an interesting subsidiary of ours. Their name of their company, VoIP Supply, they supply VoIP components, and they supply the things that we create, and also services, and they do it for us and for everyone else out there that creates VoIP products. So they're a very important part of Sangoma as well.
Well, we're at Enterprise Connect. Can you make the case for enterprises to partner with Sangoma and VoIP Supply?
Yeah. So I think one reason enterprises partner with us is the trusted partner where we can give them the best solution for them. We're also smaller than some of the other guys, so we can be a little more flexible with whatever they want. So that's why people come to us. We give them the value that they need and the flexibility that they're asking for.
What about the channel?
So one thing that we offer the channel about why people might want to partner with us in the channel, all the elements of a solution, from the UC to the phones to the gateways to the SBCs, we provide all. So we're a one-stop shop, and that provides value to them because they don't need to go mix and match stuff.
Yeah. As we close up the podcast, I bet some of our listeners and readers are wondering about AstroCon.
So AstroCon is traditionally held in the fall. We haven't made an announcement about it yet for 2019. We will be sending a whole the date out very soon for October 2019. I won't tell you the city yet, but wait for the whole the date out. But people should see on our mailing list, should see a whole the date within a couple weeks.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, where can we learn more about Sangoma?
Come to Sangoma.com or digium.com and read about our solution.
Jim, thank you very much indeed. I've enjoyed doing the podcast. I've enjoyed interviewing you over the years.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for your observations about enterprise.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.